This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. In the last legislative session, there were plenty of events of partisan debates and bickering, personality squabbles on lots of issues, but there was agreement on mental health. The majority of lawmakers had concluded that something needed to be done in Texas. Mental health treatment is getting more support, and on Monday, the Texas Tribune brings to San Antonio a three-day-long symposium to discuss mental health. The event is in partnership with the University of Texas at San Antonio. And joining me now to talk about this is the CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune, Evan Smith.
Hey, how are you?
So, Evan, tell me about the symposium. Why bring it to San Antonio?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, let me say that we've been doing these day-long symposia a couple times a year for the last few years now, single topic, single day events, because the deep dive on these issues, whether it's public education, transportation, water, or what have you, is necessary to really get into the complexities of the issues that we face as Texans. And the broad portfolio of healthcare issues, and specifically mental health issues, are certainly worthy of that kind of an examination. So we thought it was time. Look, we had a bad session in 2011 for mental health issues. It was a difficult year for everybody's budget. Mental health took it on the chin pretty significantly in the 2011 session. And while there hasn't been an enormous amount coming out of the 83rd session just ended that you can say was uniformly good news, there weren't a whole lot of issues that both sides said, look, we accomplished something. Actually, on mental health, there was general agreement that it was a pretty positive session, and we can get into some of what happened if you want. But the timing is right. Mental health as an issue is before more people. It's on the upswing. And as the population grows and changes, it's going to be more of a thing that everybody in every community, including San Antonio, will want to deal with.
It seems like many of our lawmakers, even our conservative lawmakers, are realizing that by providing more and superior mental health services that we're able to tackle some of the issues that plague Texas, including crime and some folks who are just not able to get into the workforce.
Well, as you mentioned, crime is an issue that I think is linked inextricably to mental health. We actually have an entire panel on Monday devoted to mental health and criminal justice issues. What's happened as a result of the mental health cuts, not of the new budget cycle, but of the last budget cycle, is that a lot of county jails have become the de facto psych wards of Texas. A lot of problems that would have been dealt with through the traditional mental health system are now being dealt with through the criminal justice system. And maybe the greatest example of that is Harris County, Houston. And we have the Harris County Sheriff, Adrian Garcia, participating in that conversation on Monday, because really, if you're going to understand the opportunities and the challenges in mental health, you almost have to begin with the intersection with the criminal justice system. But we also have a panel on Monday that is mental health and immigration. As the population of Texas changes, we become a Latino majority state, and as we welcome more immigrants into our state's population, there are absolutely issues of a mental health nature associated with a lot of folks who are arriving in our state. And you know, we tend to deal with those in ways that don't really confront the particulars of the problem. And so we're going to explore the issue of mental health and immigration alongside mental health and criminal justice, just two of the many reasons why this issue is before us right now.
Now, you know, Texas did not expand Medicaid, and Texas is trying to keep the implementation of Obamacare from happening, and there's plenty there that would help folks deal with mental health issues.
Most definitely. The statistics on the uninsured in Texas are quite alarming. If you've lived here for a while, you know that two things are absolutely true. Number one, we like to be first in everything. And number two, we have been first in this particular area of life. We're near first, going back not just through the Perry administration, but to Bush, and not just through Bush, but back to Richards. We've always had a problem being at or near the top among all states in the number of our citizens and the percentage without insurance. Right now, it's 6.2 million citizens in Texas who have no insurance, not counting the underserved or the underinsured. These are just people who have no insurance, 28.8% of the state's population. These folks are often said, well, you know, you can go to an emergency room and get care. No one's going to turn them away. But, of course, that's the most expensive and least efficient form of care. And the rest of us pay for it. The uncompensated care costs are distributed among everybody in the state. And the reality is, as you very correctly say, mental health is a big portion of the need that is not being met as a result of the enormous number of people who don't have insurance. So at a moment when we realize we have a real problem with mental health in the state, and at a moment when we actually have agreement on the need to address the problem. We have not taken the big step to address the even larger problem of people without insurance. And so as much as we can push and push and push on this, part of what we need to do is not going to happen without some solution to the extraordinary number of people who don't have insurance and the rising costs of health care, which are threatening to overwhelm the state's budget.
So you're having this in San Antonio. This is where we have Habitat for Humanity. And is that being held up as a model?
Well, you know, I think about Haven for Hope
Haven for
in
Hope.
San Antonio.
Haven for Hope, I meant to say.
Yeah, I think about Haven for Hope in San Antonio as an example of one of the community organizations that has stepped up. You and I are old enough to remember, David, a time when government, whether it was federal government or state government, pretty much took care of all of our problems. They spent the money and they executed upon what was necessary. And we live in an era of lean budgets. People don't like the government being involved in everything, and they certainly don't want the government to make decisions for local communities, at least not alone. And so everything has got to be state and local, and everything has got to be public and private. And in communities around this state, there are, pardon me, organizations that are doing significant work in the area of mental health, and there are real success stories to tell. And I would point to Haven for Hope in San Antonio as one of those.
All right. So the symposium being held in conjunction with the TexasTribune.org and the UTSA. More information on the TexasTribune.org website. Is this a community conversation? What are you trying to why go? What's going to happen?
Well, I think we're going to discuss these issues in detail. You know, so much of the conversation about public policy in the media world in which we live is conducted in sound bites. It's conducted in very small bits. And we believe that you can apply a longer form sensibility to this kind of a conversation and really get into these issues in a very deep and meaningful way, and also bring people from the community into the conversation alongside you. So we'll have a series of panel discussions that will go on for about 40 or 45 minutes, but we're going to have 15 or 20 minutes of conversation with people in the audience who'll get an opportunity to ask questions and to engage our panelists. So it ought to be pretty great.
Evan Smith, CEO, Editor-in-Chief of TexasTribune.org, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Monday. That's when the symposium is going to be. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.